Ashi. 12 lines from the top. Rav Ashi, Ashkechel, Rav Kahana, Rav Ashi, father of Kahana, the Kamasachich, he was Masachi Potschach, Al Gabach Sada, on top of a, leaned it on the top of a porch, Shein Lo Petzimen. And the Gemara previously said, in one of the that if it doesn't have Petzimen, if it doesn't have columns, according to Rava, you do not say Pitikr. So Amalei, so he told him, Leisov Amar, you don't hold the Amar Rava, the Yeshla Petzimen, if it has columns, columns less than three Tvachim apart, then we say Lover, then it's Ksheira. But if it ain't Lover Petzimen, if it doesn't have the columns, Psula, it's possible. We don't say Pitikr. So if you don't say Pitikr, how did you sit in a sukkah? How could you put Tzchach al-Gabek Sa'ad, lean it on a porch and sit underneath it if it doesn't have any Petzimen, so you don't say Lover, there's no Lover. And you have to come onto the din of Pitikr, Yerid Vesoysim as the wall, and you don't have it according to Rava. Rava holds you don't say Pitikr. So how do you sit in such a sukkah? Achvilei, so he showed him, Nirim Mebifnim, Vishavim Mebichutz, Inami, or Nirim Mebichutz, Vishavim Mebifnim. Which means, the case, the way Rashi explains, the case here was there was an Achsadra porch sticking out away from the house, the overhang. And there was, Rashi says, there were two walls. He made Stein Kel Chasam, he made two walls. As this is the porch sticking out, he made a wall here, and another wall here. But the third, he didn't make a third wall, but there was a column there, next to the Achsadra. And if you're inside those two walls of the sukkah, if you're inside the walls of the sukkah, you cannot see that column. It's flush with the two walls of the sukkah.
It's not a tefach.
Right. It's not even a shlishus afilu tefach. But so he showed him this concept. Now the rush, the problem, it's a little problematic here in the Gemara, because basically the main point of what he showed him is the second one, the inami. Nirim mebechutz. Now from the outside, you're able to see that this column extends further than the width of that wall from the outside. But from the inside, it was flush. In other words, one wall, two walls.
Would you have the picture here?
Right. So this is the one wall. This is the second wall. And the third wall was something that was a column. But from the outside, you can see it's a separate column. But when you're standing inside the sukkah, it's flush with the column. So he showed him that nirim mebechutz, if it's seen from the outside, that it's a separate column. V'shava mebifnim, but from inside the sukkah, it's shava, it's even, it's flush, is fine. That's what he's trying to tell him. The itma, because we learned in Erevin, nirim mebechutz, if you have a lechi, that's the discussion is going to get a mavoi. A mavoi is something that's made up of three walls. The mederaisa, three walls, is considered enough, three mechitzes, that you're allowed to carry inside the mavoi. If you're going to come to carry inside the mavoi with three walls, since it's open to Rosh Hashanah, you might come to carry into Rosh Hashanah. Because it's open to Rosh Hashanah, it looks like Rosh Hashanah. So they said, don't carry, only if you make a tikkun on the mavoi with a lechi or a koyer. Now, the lechi was put in front of the mavoi, that from outside of the mavoi you can see that the lechi is not as wide, or it's wider than the wall of the mavoi that it's sitting up against. So you can tell from the outside that it's a lechi there, but if you're inside of the mavoi, the lechi is flush with the wall. You don't even realize it's a lechi. So we learned that nirim mebechutz, if the lechi, benegei Shabbos, benegei Erevin, if it's nirim mebechutz, it's seen from the outside, but v'shavim v'fnim, it's flush from the inside. Nidoin mishum lechi, it is judged as a lechi, and it's good, a good lechi, a lechi mishum mechitza, and it's mesak in the mavoi, and you're allowed to carry in that mavoi. So he told him, v'lechi hayne petzimen. So that lechi, that in our case, there was a column there, v'lechi hayne petzimen, there was a column, and there was a third column, it's just not seen from the inside, it's seen from the outside, and I mainly told him, I'm good enough. That was, you told me, how could you sit in such a sukkah that doesn't have any columns? It's ain't lo petzimen, we don't say petzimen. No, there's no love here, but... So right, so that's the question here. That's the shayla. That's the hard part with this gemara is l'chayra. There's no third wall here. By a mavi, there's three walls. Midrashah, that's enough. The shaila is a lechi, mishum hacker. So if you've seen on the outside, it's enough
so
of a hacker.
Talking about there were other psimim, except there weren't enough of them. And this may finish the show.
But it doesn't seem like that's the case. It seems like there was only one column, and he was column, using with this column. So the one column is you don't have the shlishes afilu tefach. I think the chayyim they will.
It's only on the outside of the circle, am I saying?
Correct. Unless we say that this is because it was bigger than tefach, it's considered shlishes afilu tefach. But chayyim you needed to stick it. It's not on the wall on the third side, right? It's not enough that it's sticking outside of the sukkah that you have a tefach.
It's like having two walls and a third wall this way.
Correct. It's not going to be good. That's not mashmah. The kasha was the rava doesn't hold a p'tikr. So we don't have p'tikr here. You have to come on. He showed him that this column, heine p'tzimin. You told me, how can I sit in a sukkah that doesn't have p'tzimin? He told him, heine p'tzimin. Now, it's not the regular case of tons of p'tzimin, because that's lovut. We're not talking about that. Because everybody holds if it has p'tzimin, it's a kosher sukkah. And the question of he wanted to know, how could he sit in such a sukkah that doesn't have p'tzimin? He just showed him this one column that it's nearer mebechot. From the outside, it's nearer, but from the inside, it's not noticeable. So that's the question. How does this exactly work? There's a Rosh that says, really, he made a Tzurusa Pesach. With the Tzurusa Pesach and P'tikr maybe together. I don't know. I'm not trying to look up a little bit. It seems like it'd be this little complication over here. That's Taisus Kasha on the top. Kim Leminkim Mifnim Shlishis Shel Tefach. It seems like to be it's a little bit of a problem here. Well, how this exactly? What he answered him? How this works? Okay. Because by Mavi, we understand how it works. There's three walls. It's a real mechitza midiraisa. The lechi is mishum hacker, or even if it's mishum mechitza, but midrabon of the gedin. So if it's nearer mebechutz, it's considered lechi. Here we're missing the third wall. The third wall they really need. So what's going on of it? If it's not p'tikr, he showed him a lechi. Then what? How's it giving me the third wall?
But if he was actually using perhaps the Shabbos, then to say.
They say migri?
But it's not wrong about
him. Right. Okay, Zok de Gemara. Tana. We're looking at Brisa.
It's more than four Amos.
Chsad is more than four Amos, so you don't have Doifan Akuma, correct? That's why in the first place you have to come on to P'tikra. Right. If it be less than four Amos, you have always Doifan Akuma, correct?
Maybe you could say Pashat that Rabbi's Marty, that if you have a wall
anywhere, then
you could say P'tikra.
P'tikra from coming down from the top because you have one P'timin, something.
This is what the case is. So you have that little thing over there. It's a taka third sad. It's just not inside the sukkah.
Okay, so how's that help me for a third wall?
Right. That's the question. I don't know. This is a third side. It's just only near the chutz. It's flush against this wall. There isn't any part of it that's going into the sukkah. Mm-hmm. How it extends, I don't know. Based on what does it extend?
The
sukkah, maybe, but
correct.
This one seems like is the case.
I think, right? There's two cases. The one is nearer between the shabbat and the chutz. That's this. It's inside. It's noticeable here. And this is the nearer the chutz. Correct. Right. These are the cases. But in our case, what he was showing him that really it's nira mebechutz and shava mebefinim. So the question is, how does that work? We need mashor. I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Zok to Gemara. The Braisa said, Tana, we look at the Braisa. Pesel hayoytz min asukah. You have schach sticking out min asukah. The halacha is nidin kesukah. It's judged like the sukkah itself. And you can sit under it. Nidin kesukah. Frek the Gemara, my pesel yoytz min sukkah. What's the case of, what does this mean, the pesel that's yoytz, that's going out min sukkah from the sukkah? Omer Ula, it's kamim, it's mats, reeds, schach hayoytzim that are going out lachoyre sukkah from the back of the sukkah. So in other words, you made schach, you put schach in the sukkah, and it's sticking out in the back of the sukkah, beyond the middle wall, outside of the sukkah. Someone technically could sit underneath there, that's what mashma would be mashma, if that's the case. You could sit underneath and you yoytze the mitzvah sukkah.
Oh,
frek the Gemara. How could you sit there and be yoytze? How could that be the case? We're being in Sholosh Devanis.
What do we have as of now? One?
The half minute now we have nothing. It just sticks out somehow. You can nash from this kosher sukkah and sit under this chach. Frekta Gemara, Vabin and Sholosh Defanis. You need three walls. So if you don't have Sholosh Defanis, you can't sit under there. So what's the case of Pesel Yotzim and Sukkah? Zokta Gemara B'deike. There are three walls. Oh, I was going to say, but it's still not enough. Vabinon Tzilosim Ruben Mechamso.
No, it's small, it's too small, right?
You need Zayin al Zayin. You need Hechsher Sukkah. So you need Hechsher Sukkah. Second, you have it. You need more shadow, more tzeil than Chama. So you have everything. It means you have all three walls, you have Tzilsim Rebbe Mechamso, you have Zayin al Zayin, you have every ingredient that you need for Sukkah. So what's the Chiddush? Well, I need a Braiser to teach me Pesel Yotzim Sukkah and didn't Kesukkah. And for the Gemara Yomai, the time I would think, it was this third middle wall was made for the inside. Ulevroi for the outside, lo yavidi wasn't meant for. Emeloi kamashmon. In other words, the case is really it was originally made further. You took the wall and you pushed it in. That's what Rashi explains. You pushed it in inside, inwards.
What was
it? Rashi says doifin em no, not the doifin. This middle wall loy lekach nasa. It wasn't made for this. You brought the middle wall inwards. You saw you have enough space in the sukkah. You don't need such a big sukkah. You pushed the middle wall all the way in. Now you want to use the outside of it.
So what's the problem?
No, that doesn't sound like a tassel. Basically, it was really made. The wall was made to be used for the inside of it, not for the outside of it. Right, you talking made it for the inside.
You didn't have to come out of the case and push the wall. Even without pushing it, you always made it.
No, but so I'm saying, but the cases where the schach originally didn't stick out from the middle wall.
He basically built the sukkah originally.
Correct. This whole thing, and then he put a bunch of schach.
He moved the wall this way.
He moved it. So what's the havamin?
Right. No, what's the havamin? It's not good.
That's not good. Right. The havamin is not good would be because this wall, when it was originally made, was made for the inside.
Only be the exterior wall.
To make an exterior wall to be functional for inside of it. The gavoy for inside of it. Now, once you pushed it in, you're using it for on its outside. So we found by Packer, we found by P. Ticker. The wall is not made, if it's made for the inside, like by P. Ticker. So there, there's a svara, it's a loch lemeshim sinai. Here, this is a real doifin. It's a real wall. So who cares what it's all works on? It's a good child. Right, so that's correct. That's what I was telling you about. But there, it's a wall that's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So there is a svar. We only gave the halacha l'moshe m'sinai if it's meant for it.
Right. We're talking about we have the outside, we have the walls inside. We can use the inside walls for the
sukkah.
For the sukkah.
Right.
Why is it the sukkah not possible?
First of all, it's not the schach. First of all, Tassim Liminos is in the schach, not on the walls.
Right.
So where is it?
But you have the schach here.
It was not for this. But not for this. No, for that spot. It was for that spot.
No, but it wasn't because Koltzman, you didn't move the wall. This portion was never a sukkah. Now you
yes, it was. No, it was. It was a good sukkah.
Right.
It was a good sukkah. It functioned as a regular schach. You just moved the wall. Not for this place. Right. What? Not for this. Pesel doesn't mean pasul. Pesel means
kosher
schach. Kosher schach. That's what pesel is. No, right now, the way the Gemara is explaining now is right now it's Yotzei Min HaSukkah. Originally it was made like a regular full-fledged, a big-sized sukkah. So it doesn't need such a big sukkah. He moved the middle wall inwards. So this middle wall was a function for anything inwards, not for outwards, not for the outside of it. And now you want to actually sit for outside of it. You still have the side walls, and the middle wall is going to function for both sides, for both sukkahs. You turned it into two sukkahs now. But it wasn't originally made for the
very sure, function. The whole sector, we're going with the fanas that were there before. Achsadri, everything
correct.
Is the fanas that were there before.
Correct.
For different purpose and different functions.
Yeah, that would be the havan. It wasn't made levroy for the servant outside. Emeloy, I would say it's not good. Kamash Malon, that's the chiddush of the brisa of Pesel Yotzman Asuk and Nidin Kesoka.
If you take down the whole wall, there'd be no
there's not even no third wall. Right, there's no third wall. Then
yeah,
it would be possible.
You have the original back wall. He had three walls, then he put that in. That's the case.
No, the wall
no,
was there.
No, not the case. No, the wall was there and he pushed it inwards.
Is that somebody had four walls to start with?
No,
that
could be four walls.
I mean, it could be. It's irrelevant, right?
It doesn't matter.
No, but if you had four walls to start with, then when pushed in this wall, it doesn't matter because you take it away.
You can take this away.
You still have three
and
walls.
And Mela was never needed walls. For that wall.
I hear. So it's three walls, I guess, the case, yeah?
So I
hear
you. I hear you. The
picture has three walls, okay? I hear. So you're explaining why the picture says only three walls, maybe. If it had been a fourth wall, I don't need this wall at all. Then maybe I can.
But apparently there's a svara that designating a wall is worse than not having a wall.
Correct. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef Amir Tevai, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef both say a second interpretation of the brayis of Pesel Yotzim in the Sikha. Hocha bekanam hayotzim lefnim in ha-sukha. It's in front of the sukha. U'mashcha va'oz l'cha d'doifim b'hadayu. The schach extends in the front of the sukkah much further than the walls, but on one side you do have a wall.
It's extending where there's no wall.
Correct, but on one side you do have a wall.
One wall extends
one further. One extends further along with the schach, but on the other side there is no wall. And one of the walls extends together with the schach. Now the time you would think, there is no Hechsher Sukkah. Rashi learns Hales bo Hechsher Sukkah means there's no Zion al Zion.
I would think there's no wall.
How could you say there's no Tumatis? Is there Zion al Zion? Is there not Zion?
Hales bo Shiva Tvachim bo Hechsher Sukkah. It sounds like Rashi's learning. There's no Zion al Zion on this part.
Right.
Extends less than Zion, extends a foot less than Zion and Zion. So on this part, you would think it's not part because he didn't pull the other side wall together with the other one. So it's kind of an empty. It's a separate piece on its own, so to speak, and it doesn't have a Hechsher Sukkah Zion al Zion. So it wouldn't be kosher. Kumash Bolon Pesel Yetzim Asukah is kosher.
What's the Kamash
Malon? And Rashi explains, what's the Kamash Malon? Because it's always good. Shnaim Kilchasan, Vishlish is a Tefach. It's always good. So you have to always know what the Havamina was. In other words, if you can have two regular walls and the third one's a little Tefach. So you're always having such a case where the Schach, the one wall goes much, the one on the side walls are much.
How do you have it in this picture? This is the proper sukkah on the first box. And now this is the new section. It's less than Zion and Zion.
Correct.
So how do you have Hechsher Sukkah?
Because let's take away this whole wall and you would have Shlishis Afilat Tefach. You can sit all over here. What's every case of Shtaim Kilchasim Shlishis Afilat Tefach? Right. Always such a case.
Right.
So somehow, you have to maybe explain, I don't know. If you make only Shlishis Afilat Tefach, you're showing that's the third wall, you're fine.
Here, once you add it on,
you're longer, but not as long as the other one.
It's kind of jam, because the master's right.
Yeah. But look at Rashi Kamash Malon. The mina sukkahu, it is part of the sukkah. The havish kishtaim kil, it's like shtaim kil chasan. The shlish is afilat tefach. The loy mamchishes ad hervi doesn't schlep till the fourth wall. V'ksherim, it's always kosher. So no difference over here. And someone says, no, what was the havah mina?
So Rashi is mashma that the why didn't have that sukkah after Zion Zion because they didn't have some walls.
Rashi's saying that even though the problem would have been it doesn't have Hechsher Sukkah, it's not a Zion al Zion maybe, and it's its own entity. The Kamash Malon is, it's part of this big Sukkah, just like every Shtaim Kachasim.
The Shlishis is a Philadelphia.
Right.
Rashi's saying a Metzias.
The Rashi is talking about not because Zion
right.
Zion.
Because missing a third wall. Right. So you have to also know. But Rashi does say the words, Voles bo shiva tvochim be Hechsher Sukkah.
Rashi's telling you the Metzias is less than seven tvochim.
Right, because you don't have the wall.
They're here. That's a mashallah. Okay.
It's like outside of the circuit.
All you need is a tefach, and then you can go as big as you want.
Because he's saying, there you're being mishtamish with that tefach to cover your seven tefachim that you need. Yeah. But if you have a regular mechitz of seven,
but
you have a
be,
full.
Because the Parshan of Mishnah says, a shlish, a filu tefach.
Filu tefach.
Even a tefach is okay.
It's okay. it's a chiddush still, but that's the chori. That's what you have to say. If it won't tefach, well, that's serving as your wall. It's really not a full-fledged wall. The tefach is serving as your wall, so of course it's one big sukkah, and the shlish is a full of tefach. But when you have a zayin, you have a regular wall, so you have regular three walls of zayin al zayin, and then on one side totally extends, and the other one not. You would somehow think that's somehow out of the sukkah, and it doesn't have the three walls, it doesn't have zayin al zayin, whatever the case is. And it would be not part of sukkah. Kamash malam, that it's like a regular shtayim kolchasim. It's just a filat tef that it works. Okay.
Normally, what do you say by the sukkah? Which one?
I don't know if that's who said that's correct. You say it goes as far as the other wall. I have three walls. It stops by set. I need seven. Shlish is a filat tef.
Right, we have a skip. Mamshich v'hoilch. We had that previously, no?
Go to the kosher wall. That is the sukkah. When you have two sides of the kosher in the back, which side is where the sukkah ends? Well, both of them.
Well, you so first you should look. You should look at the schach where it ends. The schach al shem aschach kri sukkah. That's really my sukkah. Is really this the schach. Okay, you need the fanis, correct?
Only goes by the schach if you talk about pesach. Until you talk about
pestle, all the ornamental things. I can give you a case that maybe I have a bigger kabbalah right. Let's say you started making the schach on by the pestle.
Okay. You started so from there?
Let's say the schach that you put down by the pestle is pestle. Because we put the schach all
doesn't have three walls.
Doesn't have.
I don't know if that's okay. That's every time you start building. Let's say someone puts schach before he even has walls. So you tell me it's pestle schach?
Yes, pestle. That's halacha. If you do tach before you make walls, it's time to have another one. You put the walls later.
Is that correct? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, show me in Shulchan Aruch. I want to find the case. No, seriously, I want to see it. I don't think so. Tassif Lehman also is on the schach.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
But you're not.
If you
you're
make schach without walls.
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's such a thing. Show me, I want to see it inside. Okay? Okay, let's go weiter.
That would be possible.
Rabbi Babachon Amr Rabbi Yochanan, a third case. Lo nitzuche, you don't need the brisa of pesel yotzim sukkah dinu kesukkah. Elo lesukkah shetzilsa shurub. Elo lesukkah sheruba is tzilasim rumah mechamasa. Roiv of the sukkah is tzilsim rumah mechamasa, which is what you're supposed to have. But in Utah, in a small portion of the sukkah, in a small part, in one location of the sukkah, you have in a meat of the sukkah, you have chamsim rumah mitzilasa. Mal detemi, you would think tifsel b'achporta. You look at this area that has chamsim rumitzulsa as a separate area, and that should be possible. In one sukkah, correct? And you have kilo as different locations in sukkah. In this specific area, I don't know how big of a space you would look at it, but some. Let's say it's maybe a zayin. I would say maybe probably a zayin al zayin area
that has,
or maybe less. Maybe a zayin would taka be a problem because it's enough of a place for a sukkah. Maybe be a problem. I'm not sure what the shear of this size is. I didn't see in Rashi anything. But basically, you have a sukkah that the roiv of it is still Sivrim Chamsa, and a part of it is Chamsa Vrim Tzilasa. You think it, you look at it separately, and you shouldn't be able to sit there. It would be possible. No, Tifsel Vachporta, the whole sukkah should be possible. Vachporta.
Is the sukkah more Chamo Motel?
Right. No, if you have a sukkah of exactly a Zion and you have a porta that doesn't have
Tilsim Rim Chamsa,
so then if part of it's possible, you don't have a Shia sukkah.
Right. Because you don't have the Shia sukkah now? How about if you have
if
a regular
big sukkah?
It's only in a case.
Do you have more?
Is it only in a case that you need this part for Zion al Zion? You don't have enough extra sukkah with it? That's what you're saying?
It could be.
Is that the case?
Otherwise, what's the Hamin? It should be bottle.
Well, maybe that's good for the Hamin. You don't say it's bottle. Maybe that it's one big sukkah, and part of my sukkah is chamsim rumah mitzilsa.
So you can sit under that part. Let's say
it sounds like tifsel b'achpurta shepasel the whole.
There's always going to be part of your sukkah that has more chama than tzil. Yeah, if there's chama at all,
one little area,
1 inch is going to have more chama.
Right. So maybe right. Obviously it has to be in a bigger location, not just more than a small.
If you have an ounce of sun
hole
coming in your sukkah,
right. So that's obviously has to be talking about more of a significant amount of space.
Okay, like the sukkah possible, but you can sit under that part too.
It's yes. Seems like it.
I sure hope so. You're
yes. That's going to be the next.
No,
yeah, we'll see that in a second.
Very
you're always sitting in a pot. What? You're going to speak in a lot of them. Yeah, every omelet.
Over here, it shows half your sukkah's got more tzel, half your sukkah doesn't. So you can go sit with it. There's no half of it.
So you need the din of Pesel al Yoytzim and a Sukkah Nidin Kesukkah, basically that this, that you know, you look at the whole Sukkah in its entirety, and it's Tzulsim Rubim Mechamsan, therefore it's kosher. Umay Yoytzim, what does Yoytzim mean? Yoytzim Hechsher Sukkah. Till now we said Yoytzim and a Sukkah, Pesel Yoytzim and a Sukkah means it goes out of the Sukkah physically outside of the wall. It stands outside of one of the walls or both walls. Now that's not Yoytzim and a Sukkah, it's a regular Tzchach within the walls of the Sukkah. This Yoytzim would mean Pesel ha-yoytze sukkah means yoytze mehechsha sukkah. You have a pesel that's yoytze mehechsha sukkah because it doesn't have tzilsim rum chamsa on that spot. Rebbe Yoshi on a fourth explanation of what it means, pesel yoytze mehechsha sukkah, nidin kesukkah, loy nitzchel l'schach posel poches meshloisha. You have an area in the sukkah of schach posel less than shloisha, in a sukkah ketana, u'ma yoytze mitoyre sukkah. And Rashi says, Mitoyra Sukkah, here the Gemara uses a stronger loshen, not Yoytze Mehechsha Sukkah, Yoytze Mitoyra Sukkah, Shafila Min Kosher Einoi. Before I had Kosher, Schach, I just was missing in the Tzilsim Rub Macham, so now I have Schach Apostle, it's the Yoytze Mitoyra Sukkah, it's not even the proper mean that I need. The Chiddush of Pesel Yoytze Mena Sukkah says that even if I have Schach Pochus Mishloisha, I can sit on it. I can sit under it. It's Kosher. The Sukkah is Kosher. Correct, even by Sukkah Ketana. Now, by Sukkah Ketana, the shear of Aver is up to Shloisha. I think Schach Posel is up to Dalet. Here you had an Schach, a Sukkah Ketana. No, by Sukkah Ketana, even Shloisha, Schach more than Shloisha, Schach Posel is also passed as Sukkah, correct? Look at the Gemara Deblat before. Schach, a Sukkah Ketana. Anything more than three, I think, is no good, right? Even by Schach Posel. What? No, sorry. Schach posel ba'arba. Min atzad it's four ames because till four ames you say doif nakuma. Be'emtza it's four tfachim, and aver is up to three tfachim. Right. So the case over here, pesel yoytzim in the sukkah is that you have schach posel pochus mishloish in the sukkah ketana. Umay yoytzim yoytzim to the sukkah. Maskel Reb Hoshi lohei ala aver. What's the chiddush of pesel yoytzim in the sukkah? It's not any worse than aver, which aver is always more chomer because aver is pasel is already b'shloisha. Let it be aver, v'aver pochus mishloisha tfachim b'sukkah ketana. Mi posel is posel, so it's kosher. So let it be like aver. It's no worse than aver. Even if it be as aver then less than shloisha is not a problem.
What's the chiddush?
So what's the chiddush? Omer Rebbe Abba, the chiddush over here is zem etzarif v'yishenim tachtav, v'zem etzarif v'ein yishenim tachtav. Aver pochus mishloisha, the way Rashi explains, is taka kosher in a sukkah ketana, but you can't sleep under it. The chiddush over here, pesel yoytzim in a sukkah. The chiddush is it's less than three of schach posel, the chiddush is you can sleep under it. That's the chiddush. Even though, in other words, we're talking about a sukkah ketana that's only zayin al zayin, and you have to be mitzarif, you have to use the schach posel for my zayin al zayin, for my seven. You can sleep under the schach posel. By aver you can't, and by schach posel you could sleep
even
under
if
it. So that's the chiddush.
Less than three tfachim, what's the shiur that you can't sleep under it? We're talking about less than three tfachim.
Correct.
So what's the shiur? Two tfachim, one tefach.
How small? Tosas your kasha. Toisa Asir Kasha. According to Rashi, that you can't sleep under Avir, yeah, even less than Shloisha. You can't find any sukkah that doesn't have some gap in a hole somewhere.
Right.
Rashi, Toisa Kasha. So there are many Rishonim, including Toisa, argue with Rashi, they say the opposite. And Schach Posel is worse. Avir, you could sleep under it, and Schach Posel, you cannot sleep under it.
So what's the shiur of Schach Posel you can't sleep under it? Three tfachim or four tfachim?
It seems like even less than three, you can't sleep on it. That's the case of the Gemara. Pesel Yoytzim in a Sukkah, that was saying that what's it called? That you cannot sleep under it. So that's the risk. So Nidin said, the Chiddush is how Stoys is going to learn. So how the other Rishonim are going to learn? Nidin Kesukkah.
That it doesn't pass on the Sukkah.
Right, the Sukkah is kosher.
Ve'en Yishenim Tachtov.
I guess Ve'en Yishenim Tachtov.
So you have the same kasha. So what's the shiur? The second.
So he changes the girsa. Zem zem yishan kolim. Hod if shita the kasha fill abe chomer and inin if sukkah shes adi. Abschach posel chomer and inin yishim darav amin betam zed inin mitzarif. Right. You would think the chiddush would be that you would think because you can't sleep under it under the schach posel, it shouldn't even be mitzarif for the sukkah. So the chiddush is pesla yoytzim in a sukkah nidin kesukkah that it's mitzarif for the hechsher sukkah. That would be the chiddush. But of course you can't sleep on it. That's a
toisus. Okay. The point of toisus is that schach posel you can't sleep under what's kashir. Yeah,
any schach posel that you have, same type of shayla, one something. I guess it's more shaykh. Aver is more shchich to have any little gap than tzchach posel. I hear. Frek the Gemara. It's the roof of Mitztarif. I'm using it for Tziruf. I'm using the Schach Apostle here for to be Mitztarif for my Zayin Azayin. I'm using it, but who answers me in a kosher? And it itself shouldn't be kosher. Omer Yitzchok ben Eliyashiv. And yes, Tit Hanorik Yechich. When it comes to a mikveh, Tit Hanorik is mod. Tit is mod. Hanorik, Miloshen Hamoirik, you can pour it out. It means it's soft enough, it's liquidy enough that you can be Moirik it. It's Norik. You can pour it from one Kli to another Kli. Shemitztarif la boim so, it's a Mishnah Mekvois, you can use Mitztarif for the 40 so of a mikveh, but Vatoivel boy le also le tefillah. Means using Mitztarif, Vatoivel boy le also tefillah. Rashi says, Vatoivel boy means if you have mem sof to tanorik, le also le tefillah. So meaning I can use it to be mashal my 40, but I can't be Toivel in a mem sof of tanorik. Toi says, then it's not a good sushtel, because here we're talking about schach posel, that while it's being mitztarif, I could sleep under it, according to Rashi at least.
Right.
I'm using it while I'm forget about Rashi, even Tosfos. Yeah. While it's a schach posel, I'm using it from Zayin al Zayin. Whereas titanorik, is while I'm
if you have,
according to Rashi, it's only vatoivel boy means if it's mem sof of the tanork, you can.
Can't.
So what's the tush though? Meaning it's mitztarif.
If you have, let's say you have 21 saw water.
Yes.
19 of titanork.
I don't know if it's that many means. Mashlim means even up to 19, or it's only up to 3.
Yeah.
Rashi says kula because otherwise you're being tidal in water.
Rashi says Vatoivel boy in titanork. If it's mem sof titanork, she kula in titanork.
Because otherwise, if you have a saw of water, I can tell you I'm being tidal in the water.
No, but but let's say, how could you go into the? That's where so Tosis learns that even while you have a mikveh with water and the titanark is mashlam, you can't be toivel in the titanark.
Yeah.
So that would be an equal type of tzush, though. That even while I'm using it as a tziruf,
we pass like Tosis. In other words, if you look at the Mishnayos,
the Mishnah Berurah brings an interesting case. The Mishnah Berurah, we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, it's gepaskind that on the schach posel, you could like Rashi, like you could sleep on, you could eat on, you could sleep, and aver not. But the Mishnah Berurah says, look at chili, you should be machmir, because there's other Rishonim. Tosis, there's many other Rishonim that it's schach posel, even less than Shloisho, is Ein Yishenim Tachtov, look at chili, you should be machmir. So they bring in the Dish of Mishnah Berurah, it's an interesting case. The Shartin himself brings previously, the Mishnah Berurah brings previously. Someone puts beams across. I always had this feeling when I say, you sit under a beam, let's say it's not Dalit, you sit under a beam. What's wrong with it? The Chayetz Kosher is Chach, right? It shouldn't be a problem. I always had this feeling, it seems like could be it's problematic. Why? Did you put that beam L'Shem Tzeil? Or you're putting it as a support beam to hold up the schach. If it's not put L'Shem Tzeil, so it could be a problem. So if you're going to go with the Rishonim, if you're going to go with the Mishnah Berurah's Lekat Chila to be Machma like the Rishonim, that schach possibly even less than 3, you shouldn't sit under it. Like those Rishonim, which the Mishnah Berurah brings, Lekat Chila, you should be Machma, means not Maker Adin, but Lekat Chila, one should be Machma. How do you sit under such a beam? So the Mishnah Berurah says it's not a problem. Because they be'etzem, it's schach kosher.
Right.
It's schach kosher, right. Really. So it's different. So they're even if you mach, you